Trend Detection podcast powered by Siemens. And now your host, Niall Sullivan.
And you're completely right on the stakeholder side, because I guess what you mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're sort of talking about someone, I guess, with an overarching vision. So when we're talking about the companies we're working with, you know, the big global companies, so it's people with a vision, not just for one production line or one, right. Go further than that, one machine, one production line or one plant even. It's actually, you know, looking beyond that and seeing that, absolutely. Oh, actually we could roll this out across all of our different things. But in terms of your experience so far, so I guess something we talk about often is the importance of like a champion, you know, someone within a customer who's really passionate about predictive maintenance, passionate about sensor predictive maintenance, and really wants to drive it forward throughout the organization. Is that, how do you see that as well, the importance of that sort of role?
That's extremely important. We have scenarios where we thought that we have cracked the deal. We are just about to get things done. And then there is some shift within the customer's management, and the key person who was leading this, that guy gets shifted to some other department or some change happens, and then the whole thing drops off. So we really understand how important it is to have that visionary or that champion who can take this up and who can drive it from the customer's end also. Because this requires someone to be as a spark from the customer as well, who can drive this whole initiative and who can have this vision. Else it becomes too many heads, too many people, and probably it gets a bit more complicated, because then everybody comes up with their own thought process, and probably that might not align for an overall project. So that's why like having a champion like this is essential. It makes a huge difference, at least.
And have you also seen and something we've seen in general is the importance of bringing different, you know, stakeholders around the table. So maybe not just talking to the one person in charge of production, but actually talking to like IT people and production people and reliability people. And so everyone's involved right from the start, rather than their, you know, it being sort of brought in for, you know, because we know the process can take a little bit of time. You don't want to bring those people in towards the end. You want everyone in from the start, understanding, you know, why you're there, basically, and what the value it can bring.
Yeah. So essentially, in the beginning, we need people more from the OT team, those who can understand that what benefit they are getting out of it. And that is when, since Sensei is a SaaS-based solution, so that is when we get the IT team as well, so that they come into the picture. But first of all, the OT team has to get convinced that this brings huge benefit for them. And that is when the conversations with the other stakeholders comes into the picture, right? And that is how generally our discussions have been. So yes, gradually speaking to other stakeholders, because usually for such kind of deployments, there would be several people with whom we need to coordinate it out. It takes time, yes. At times, it becomes a challenge as well, because probably you come up with someone who gets very excited and something. Maybe it goes up to some other person for some key decisions. That particular person is not available. Something happens. And then probably the excitement gets lost somewhere. But then we need to ensure that, yes, we are there to capture all the things, and we support them in this process. So it does take some time. Yeah.
And I guess just to change track a bit. So I know you know you talked to lots of different customers about predictive maintenance. Is there a particular industry and within India that you see that predictive maintenance is either taking off or going to take off? You know, really, you know, in terms of adoption. Of predictive maintenance, they're more ready, I guess. So there are industries that are more ready for that sort of technology.
Yeah, specifically for the heavy industries like steel, mining, aluminium. Like if you look at the current growth projections of India, there's enormous amount of infrastructure growth happening, right? So there's a lot happening for these heavy industries, and they are under tremendous pressure to cope up with the demands of the market. And it's just not possible for them to expand rapidly. because these industries, it's just not like an IT company where you can just get a building, get a bunch of people, and you can just expand so rapidly. These require certain infrastructure. So for them, it becomes very, very key that they need to optimize and get to the full potential of the existing resources. And if you look into the background of these companies, they have a tremendous number of installations which are older, where they need to expand, they need to revamp all of that, and probably they don't have the time. And it's not only about the resources, but sustainability is also one topic which is now being driven globally, right? And that is also where we see these companies understand that they need to make the best of the existing resources. And so typically we see the potential for heavy industries to be maximum. And when we discuss, and then when we just roughly try and look into the figures, it's enormous. It's tremendous. It's tremendous.
Yeah. Oh, in terms of potential savings.
Yeah. Means roughly, we discussed with one of the customers where their downtime is somewhat between 40 to 50%, which is unbelievable. And they are into heavy industries, heavy manufacturing, a huge installation base. And that is, again, where we started off. They tried with so many things that even today, once they realize that Sensei is the perfect solution, they can't take the solution to their top management because they feel that they have been guilty. Because they have tried with so many things and they have tried to convince the management so many times that once now they feel, okay, I have the correct thing. Even they have gained that expertise. They've burned their hands and they realize this is the right tool. This is the right approach. But unfortunately, they ask us, can you please do a free POC for us? That really doesn't work for us, right? Mm. Or they say, can you just squeeze it to say just one or two assets? Based on this, I'll be able to convince my management. But that also doesn't really work out for us. So that is where although we would like to support them, we would like to scale it up, but there is a minimum requirement what we need. And in those cases, that is where mutually we agree. If these are the terms, we would really not be able to help them out. But we guess we are very closely working out with them so that they really understand that probably this is the final and the last step that they need to take.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. I guess it's, you know, like I said, the problem you referred to earlier that, you know, trying different projects and different approaches not working in a lot of ways makes it harder to justify another. But what you don't want to make it is like an experiment anyway. So let's do another. And I guess that's to your point about one or two assets or proof of concepts or very, very small scale pilots it comes across as a bit like a little project. If you put more assets and more investment in terms of time and resources, then it's not a little project. It's actually, wow, this is something that's important to us as a business. We better focus on this. It's just like a mindset shift, isn't it? As well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. I wanted to talk about some of the sort of innovations in the market at the moment, and you'll know about our recent announcement and Gen AI. Is Gen AI becoming a bigger topic in your conversations? Is it something that the Indian market sort of taking to quite strongly in terms of industrial sort of software?
Yeah, I mean, wherever we have discussed, since that it's been around, 2 or 3 weeks when the official release has happened, and that is when we have been discussing about Gen AI with our customers, the integration of Gen AI with Sensei. So the first impression for Sensei is already, which is too good to be true, and on top of that, we have Gen AI. So they feel it's out of the world. So that's a very funny reaction that we see. But they really understand that what we are talking about. It is only that they really are not sure whether they'll be able to take it up till the shop floor because there would be several stakeholders, and that is where they try and ask just to make it bit easier for us to for the initial implementation, because there would be several stakeholders through which these processes would go. Can we have something locally, right? Not on the cloud. Can we have something locally so that we don't have to involve the IT people, and then we can execute it locally, say at a very smaller scale, and then we ramp it up, and then we take the full potential of the cloud infrastructure and all of that. So even the customers have started being very creative and asking for several ways so that they can be the decision makers and not get involved with too many parties. And they can try out because they really feel like they do want to try out. Yeah. but I think there is something very interesting which we have seen happening in the Indian market, which is where we are talking about SaaS as a software as a service, right? Here we are also seeing hardware as a service, where there are many companies who are just to make the investment very, very low and make it very reasonable for the customers, they are providing these sensors at a monthly rental on a subscription basis, right? So even any edge device or any connectivity tool that would be required to send the data from the shop floor to cloud, they're providing those as monthly rental, right? So the market has also become very creative, and that is where the customers also start demanding, can you offer me something like this? Because then my investment would be very low. I can do even say for 50 or 100 assets for a year, the initial capex would be quite low. And maybe this will help me to convince my management or even get into the subject matter, so as to speak, right? So this is also something where we see the startups are trying to bring in new business models, right? They are also trying to be more creative because that is where also some Indian startups are trying to build their reputation. Probably they know that they are not at the level of Sensei, but there is somewhere they also need to exploit. And this is how they are trying to get into the game, right? So we have very deep discussions with such customers. Like, what are the possibilities? What are the pros and cons of getting into this kind of approach? Because it's just not about the sensors, because it's also about understanding who is the sensor provider who can actually provide this at a monthly subscription. Are they the good ones? Are they very locally cheap made ones, which just get you the data, but then probably after 6 months or a year, there is issue with the consistency of the data. So there are several things what we need to discuss and understand what really the market is trying to project and what would be the outcome, just not looking at 6 months or a year, but at least 3 years. Is it sustainable? Does it make sense? So this is where the discussions have also become very, very interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah. And again, it fits into what we've been saying about, it's about having a long-term vision. And I guess that's where, and it goes the same for predictive maintenance or for buying sensors. You can't just think about the next 6 months. It's about, you know, what's your roadmap for the next 3-5, years, potentially as you scale a product like Sensei and use other products, presumably as well. You've got to think how it fits in with your overall plan, and don't just think, something that could be installed quickly or whatever now, let's do it. Just carefully think about it, I guess, is what you're saying, Abhishek.
Yeah.
So I think today, we're coming, towards the end of our chat. It's really flown by. I say that every time. It's been really interesting to chat. I think if you'll come back on at a later date, Abhishek, it'd be great to chat again on other topics too. But I guess just to finish, so in terms of, I guess we could just finish on maybe if you could recommend, just have three like final thoughts, I guess, for Indian customers and companies that are maybe thinking about predictive maintenance, but maybe have been had issues in the past, whether with their own in-house built solutions or using other vendors. Like, what would you recommend they think about before, before engaging in another project? Another predictive maintenance project?
I think they really need to look into look at it at a bit bigger scale. You just can't narrow it down to just few machines. Like, let's consider a few more equipments. Let's consider it as a full production line, a full factory. How it would impact, right? Just not looking at one or two assets. But more than that is to understand the credibility of the solution, what you're buying, right? What really can it deliver? Buying sensors, looking and getting a SaaS agreement, all of these are not really that complex. End of the day, what would make it a success is the main solution. So what Sensa is able to deliver, the backend what we have developed over the years, I would really encourage people to, because we do these live simulations. We don't want to talk on a presentation deck. We want them to experience the application. That is what we've been doing with each of our customers. We would really encourage people to understand, and we are more than happy to have several of such discussions, get live onto the demo environment and see the application, understand, explore, and just have a feel of it. I think that would be much more convincing than just looking at the pricing, just looking at how easily it can be deployed over, and just looking at how small I can deploy it. It won't help on the long run. So the core of the matter should be the solution. And that is where I believe there is nothing as compared to Sensei. And having these add-ons like generative AI, and I'm sure in future we'll be having many such things, it's absolutely a game changer. No company in the current scenario is able to deliver such kind of things. So they really need to think at it at from a different perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's a really good, nice way to finish this episode as well. So thank you, Abhishek. I think if you sort of want to connect with Abhishek, he's on LinkedIn. I think we can put a link to your profile sure. in the show notes as well. If you want to, if you obviously want to reach out and you've got project in mind or any questions at all. I think for today, thank you again, Abhishek, for your time and for being on the episode. And thank you, everyone out there, for listening as well. And we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Please like and subscribe on all major podcast channels and find out more about Sensei Predictive Maintenance at Siemens.com.